Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden struck a deal with the European Union in hopes it will undercut Russian energy.
We've agreed on a joint game plan toward that goal, while accelerating our progress toward a secure, clean energy future. This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall.
Russia provides about 40% of Europe's gas needs. As world leaders continue to explain what was meant in a statement or a speech, it's Russia's turn. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said in an interview with PBS Monday that Russia would only use nuclear weapons if there was a threat for existence to the country and not due to the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As many colleges over the years have been dumbing down their entrance exams, one top 15 school says they're going the other way.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT, says it will reinstate SAT and ACT requirements. The school, in a statement, said it made the decision due to the availability of COVID-19 vaccine and an increase in students taking tests in schools. Standardized tests were initially suspended at MIT due to pandemic concerns. The school further said, in part, that its research shows standardized tests helps them better assess the academic preparedness of all applicants, adding that a requirement is more equitable and transparent than a test optional policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The journal Annals of Internal Medicine is reporting metformin used to treat high blood sugars when used by men in a 3-month period before they conceived a child was linked to a 40% higher risk of birth defects in their children. USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Vladimir Klitschko, the brother of Kyiv's mayor and a former 2-time heavyweight world champion boxer, describes Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine to Newsmax on Monday, calling it genocide.
From north, east, and south of Ukraine, as well as west, just day before yesterday when President Biden was giving his speech and having these meetings in Poland, Russian rockets landed probably 100 miles away on Ukrainian soil. Up to 2,000 rockets has been launched from Belarus and Russia and hit different targets, including civilian targets and infrastructure on Ukrainian soil. This senseless war has been taking thousands of lives of the civilians, and this is basically with cluster bombing, phosphoric bombs, and more. It's just a genocide of the Ukrainian population.
Russia's most significant battle achievements in South Ukraine have been the capture of Kherson in the first week of March, now seen as the important gain towards a possible offensive against Odessa, the country's third largest city. Now Ukrainian officials are reporting significant gains elsewhere in the south, pushing Russian forces back as much as 31 miles in fighting near the city of Kryvyi Rih. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only, no baloney, I'm telling you, James Hurson, yes, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, here on the West Coast, we just see now Jerry Springer apparently is producing the Oscars.
I know. What the heck is going on here?
Or maybe it's the WWE. Maybe that's what's happening with the Oscars.
Yeah, why didn't they have Geraldo do a cameo and throw a chair at him or something, you know, just for old time's sake?
Yeah,
if you're
going to
bring back the hits, why not?
I mean, I know there's been a lot of debate about this, Bill, but I'm so convinced that it was staged because in one of the key things is when you slow it down, Chris Rock is bracing for the hit. Human beings, if anybody punches you or tries to slap you, people instinctively block it.
Right.
He did not block it. Mm-hmm. And then Will Smith, great actor. He knows how to pull a punch. It was an open-handed hit, and he pulled it. It was very obvious he did, because he would have knocked Chris Rock down. Bill Will Smith, a big guy in good shape, if he was really angry, you know, he had been just laughing at Chris's jokes just before. So I think, you know, the Oscar people have been desperate. Their ratings have gone down for like 12 years, and have been going down record low ratings every year. They really needed to do something, and I think they staged it. And look, one of the other things is no security intervened in any way, and the police didn't do anything. This would be a clear criminal assault.
Exactly.
And they didn't do anything. So it's
If it had been some no name from the audience that had done that, they're in cuffs, dragged away, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's an open and shut assault case. So I put all that together. Chris Rock kind of grimacing, ready for it, leaning in, didn't block it. It looks like he actually, and also Will Smith's, when he contacted him, it wasn't done in a way to hurt him. It was a sort of in the back part of the cheek. It was staged.
Mm.
But in any case, it was effective. I think their ratings were, the preliminary ratings were up a little bit. And it's the only thing, it's funny is with people, because this was this Jerry Springer moment, and we are a reality show oriented, this is the only thing people are talking about. You mean Will Smith actually won an Oscar?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all the Oscar winners are forgotten. Yeah, exactly.
And what's very funny is, really, that show is a show about product that no one has seen, people that nobody knows. It's not, Hollywood, as we know it, is pretty much finished. And so perhaps the two most famous guys that were on that stage got involved in this incident, and Will Smith ends up, winning an Oscar. I mean, to me, it's such an attempt, a really desperate attempt for attention.
And, well, they said they didn't want to be political, but they didn't say anything about, breaking the law physically, because, crime rate is up all over the place. So, hey, another black guy getting punched by a black guy, I guess, what do you say, right?
Yeah, no. It's like, I think a few years ago they were criticized for being Oscars so white. Mm. Well, now they have, the audio was cut, but the audio reached other parts of the world. And, of course, in the age of the Internet, it hits. And Will Smith got very profane and emotional and sounded like he was, one of his blacker characters in one of the movies, dropping an F-bomb and defending his wife and all that. So, the other strange thing is that Will Smith at least used to have an unusual marriage where it was okay with him if his wife committed infidelity. And now all of a sudden,
that's out from behind the curtain now. It's like we're hearing way too much,
it's TMI. And, it was kind of a lame joke anyway.
Right.
And for Will Smith to completely lose it when a moment, a second before that, he was laughing, I don't know. It seems staged.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, good point there. I thought the other part, too, was interesting. I mean, you had Amy Schumer and you had Regina Hall and Wanda Sykes. They were the three co-hosts that opened up the event. And the one line I think Amy said was, this year the Academy hired three women to host because it's cheaper than hiring one man. I mean, if you really felt that way, okay, a little bit of a joke there. But you're actually promoting that perception by throwing that out there. Like,
yeah,
don't you get it?
Well, they had to do something political, so they did. And
I know, but this is the thing that cracks me up, though, James, is that here they are. I mean, let's face it. It's very well known, by science, that we're not using, much of our brains anyway. And when you become ideologued, you kind of reduce and shorten what brain power you have even more so. And case in point is just that line. Don't even think about what impact that would have on other girls growing up to think, oh, okay, I'm one-third the worth of a man. I mean, what are they going to hear when they hear that statement?
No, it's absolutely bogus. I mean, the vast majority of people in Hollywood are members of unions and work for union scale. They're not superstars. They work in all kinds of professions, filmmaking and long-form streaming product is all a collaborative art. You need grips. You need people to set design, people to use cameras, people involved in the after production editing. All these people get paid, and they get paid the same amount, whether they're male or female. And some of them achieve star status, and they get whatever the market will bear. So it's a dated concept, stupid and cheap joke. But it's just what Hollywood's wokeism that they've basically, there's absolutely no thinking. The number one thing they do at award show is virtue signaling. but they yes. have to do the virtue signaling of the moment. So yes. before it was, we're all in this together, get vaccinated, Fauci's great, we're all in COVID, be afraid, and stay away from each other, and wear your muzzle. And now, all of a sudden, it's Zelensky, and
yeah.
it's Ukraine.
So right, exactly. Got to go to break. More from James after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nice 17 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues with us. Just kind of wrap up, you know, we've probably given him more time than really it's worth, but to wrap up what happened at this year's Oscars. I was surprised that the ratings were even up a little bit, James, because, like you said, there was a lot of movies nobody cared about, and, you know, I don't know, maybe it'll get more ratings with the replay of the famous slap. But the other deal, too, was, you know, every time you get the, you know, the actors commenting about things political, it just demonstrates how ignorant they are, and they could not help themselves. They had to attack Floridians and, of course, Governor DeSantis for the Florida's controversial parental rights in education bill. It's amazing that it's even considered to be controversial. How many people do you think, James, you know, if you have a child between kindergarten and third grade, How many parents would say, oh, yeah, it's okay, go ahead and teach them sex education? You know, wait a minute, what happened? I mean, am I so old school that I missed a memo and believe that, you know, when it comes to sex, that should be taught at home, not in the classroom?
You know, this is typical of the left. They come up with a euphemistic phrase that's a lie. You know, the mm-hmm. Don't Say Gay bill. It's not a Don't Say Gay bill. It's a Protect Innocent Children bill. And it's not just to protect them from sex education, which, by the way, that would be enough because parents mm-hmm. should control sex education. But it's to have their kids not have perversions taught to them, have yeah. things that are abnormal by mentally ill people. And so it's grooming. This is an anti-grooming bill that DeSantis came up with. And so, yes, it's very unfortunate because Hollywood is a place that is now disrespecting families and parents and definitely undermining the innocence of children in the sense that they oppose this bill, but also with the content they put in their product, which is, you know, outrageous. I mean, particularly Disney, which was a carefully built brand by a brilliant man, Walt Disney, and with the idea of being a safe place where parents could have their kids basically view content. And now it's a place that is totally unsafe, where parents yes. cannot trust the so-called mouse house, that we call it in Hollywood. They can't trust them because they're shoehorning evil agenda into their films that are marketed to children.
Yeah, it is disgusting, and people are revolting against it. And Disney and others that have been known heretofore as family friendly are going to learn the hard way that gravity still exists, and it's very painful. Your column this week about Keanu Reeves, tell us about this, James.
Well, Keanu is a very unique guy. He has a reputation, very unusual reputation, the opposite. You know, Hollywood's filled with divas. It's filled with narcissistic people to make demands. Mm-hmm. Keanu's the opposite. Keanu's a guy that's real, private, shy, quiet. He's been called Hollywood's introvert. And he's a guy that's known for doing good deeds. People see him, you know, riding buses and subways. He's out, you know, basically mingling with people. And the interesting thing is Keanu's part Chinese. His grandmother, his maternal grandmother, I believe, is Chinese. And he was taught the Chinese culture as a kid. He's very unusual. He was born in Beirut, raised in Hawaii, raised in Canada primarily. But, you know, he's part Hawaiian and Portuguese and Chinese and all kinds of stuff. And he had worked pretty well with China, but he went and did a fundraising event for Tibet, a nonprofit called Tibet House, and it's affiliated with the Dalai Lama. Well, the CCP doesn't like the Dalai Lama because they consider him someone who seeks things like independence and freedom. They don't allow that. And so they're canceling Keanu. they're pulling all of this product out of China. They basically, you know, all the streaming services, you can't find Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Speed, The Matrix.
No Matrix. Yeah.
Right, No Matrix, all that stuff. Now, Toy Story's still there where he voiced one of the characters, but he's been erased from the credits. So that it shows actually the quality of Keanu Reeves, what kind of person he is. And just to give you an idea, when he did, it was one of the Matrix sequels, I believe, they had a really long stunt scene. It took about 17 days to film. All of a sudden, all the stunt people who were involved, there were a ton of them, came in the next day. Each one of them had a brand new Harley Davidson, courtesy of Keanu, because he wanted to reward them for the grueling filming. He also cut his pay several times, one time to get Al Pacino in a film he did with him called The Devil's Advocate, and then another time he cut his pay to improve the special effects on the Matrix movies. He's given up seats. They've seen him on the subway, given up his seat. He's still non-star oriented, non-diva oriented, and he lives a really virtuous kind of life. Plus, very philanthropic, gives away stuff. So, and his career is absolutely astounding, really, because he just keeps coming back, you know, and finding new franchises. His latest franchise is John Wick. So John Wick movies, which are really violent movies, but he's a great action star. And the latest John Wick movie, I think it's John Wick 4, it hasn't come out yet. Well, now the studios are all biting their fingernails because now they can't release it in China. But there's a good thing here because Hollywood has been bowing and scraping and kowtowing to China now. It's been, for years and years, and it's been more exposed, but it's gotten to the point where Chinese censors are shaping American content. There's nothing wrong with, just making a film where you think it might be released in China, like Disney Pixar just did with a film called Turning Red, that it's all Chinese people involved in Chinatown with Chinese themes for kids and all this. It's got real problems, though, because it has occult content and inappropriate sexual content. But they want to gear it towards China. That's their privilege. But what they've done is rewrite films, reshoot films, redo films, change who the villain is for the sake of Chinese censors. And that's getting into interference with American culture, which, of course, that's exactly what we have.
Yes.
But in any case, a guy like, by the way, it is, Keanu's very private about his religious beliefs. So you and I often talk about the religious aspect, but he lives like a Christian. He has said he believes in God. He's got a lot of Eastern religious influence.
Yeah,
but his,
I'm sure
his
from life, his family background, it would make sense.
Yeah, his life is exemplary. He lives, I guess, in his character in Bill and Ted would say the way he lives is excellent.
Yes, so, most excellent. Yeah, without a doubt.
Most
hey, James,
excellent.
Yeah. Well, we got to leave it there. He's the one and only legal analyst and New York Times bestselling author, James Hirschman. Thank you, James. Godspeed, my friend.
Oh, same to you, Bill. Bye-bye.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden struck a deal with the European Union in hopes it will undercut Russian energy.
We've agreed on a joint game plan toward that goal while accelerating our progress toward a secure, clean energy future. This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall.
Russia provides about 40% of Europe's gas needs. As world leaders continue to explain what was meant in a statement or a speech, it's Russia's turn. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said in an interview with PBS Monday that Russia would only use nuclear weapons if there was a threat for existence to the country and not due to the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Good morning to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got the one and only Jeff Kemp with us. He's the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well. Thank you, man.
Hey, I wanted to switch the topic just a little bit, if that's okay with you, because as I was devoting this morning and praying the Lord's Prayer, God opened up my spirit to see thy kingdom come, thy will be done in a different light. And I'll tell you, that part of the prayer, I don't know if I've ever shared with you this, Jeff, but at one point in my life, I had been going through, you know, the fires, the refining fires, you know, and I had to tell God, you know, I'd start to pray the Lord's Prayer, and I'd get to that, and I'd have to stop. And it was amazing, this experience, because it was about 6 months. I'd start praying, you know, Thy kingdom come, thy will be. And finally, I said, God, I can't pray that anymore. I've had enough of your kingdom. I'm cooked right now. I need a break. And I got to tell you, that conversation with God was so liberating for me because, you know, being a, you know, former altar boy, trained as a Catholic, you know, through all the traditions of the Catholic Church and, you know, catechism and all. I mean, how dare you? How dare you think that you could talk like God like that? Because that's one thing the Catholics really do. I think they do a good job with is the fear of the Lord. And of course, and you have nuns and priests, but particularly nuns there to reinforce that idea. Just so, oh, by the way, like I never got in trouble with the nuns, but that's not totally honest. But anyway, what God touched with in terms of thy kingdom come, thy will be done this morning in my devotion time was because this has been a struggle over prayer. You know, and you and I talked about this is how do we pray for Ukraine? And how do we pray for Russia and this violence that's taking place? And you go back and you look at the children of Israel as they're, you know, it's some of the final words of Moses admonishing the children of Israel. You're getting ready to go to the promised land. And what God is laying before you is a blessing and curse. When you get on the other side of the Jordan, you're to stand on the two mountains and you're to declare the blessing and the curse. The blessing is consistent with God's kingdom and his will being done. If you're obedient to that cause, it'll go well with you. If you're not, then, hey, get ready for the curse, right? So this was something that God was, you know, revealing in my spirit in a whole new way this morning. What do you say?
Well, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Occasionally, I've added to that and thought, in me, as it is in the church. Like, how do I shrink it down to thy kingdom come and thy will be done in me, in Jeff, in this day, in how I think and how I feel and what I make my priorities and how I schedule my day, what I say, what I do. I think it's cool to personalize some of the really big concepts that we've received through Sunday school or catechism or sermons. And, I mean, Jesus was super, super personal. And that prayer is so succinct and so comprehensive. It's like the least words ever. Like, it's the Gettysburg Address of prayer, although it's obviously better than the Gettysburg Address. But I think it forms kind of the starting point for our conversation with God, which is prayer. And so, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It can flow off your tongue without even thinking about it. So if you think thy kingdom come really means, wow, God has an eternal kingdom that will last forever and ever. It's going to be perfect the way he intended it before we chose to do it our way, and he let it go wrong until he sent Jesus to fix it, which it's in the process of being fixed based on our humility to say, we need to be fixed and we need Jesus. If we do, then he starts transforming us. And we don't get perfect on earth, but we're getting conformed to the image of Christ more and more if we're serious about it. And then eventually, when this body dies and Christ comes back, he's giving us a new body and he's going to recreate the earth and the heavens, and it will be the paradise that he intended. And boy, for me to think about that kingdom, I do want that kingdom to come. I'm not as afraid of dying. You know,
right,
and
exactly.
I'm not as afraid of not being thought of as earthly successful or popular because I'm living for a bigger kingdom. And then if you realize he's given you something that good, thy will be done. Wow, God, your will isn't just going to church, not doing sin, and giving some money and being a pious little altar boy. No, your will is letting Jesus lead me to be your ambassador to my wife, to my friends, to my kids, to people at work today, to doing your work. You know, my dad used to say, let your light shine before men that they may see your Father in heaven and glorify him. He used to always quote that quote of Jesus's, let your light shine.
Yes.
That's God's will. Let his light shine so people glorify God. So that little prayer can become way more personal to shape your outlook, your long-term perspective, and your practical, how am I going to live today?
Exactly. Well, it's all about preparation, isn't it, Jeff? I mean, we go from glory to glory. I mean, we are heading
What's that mean, from glory to glory? What's that mean?
Well, for me, what that means is that we, every once in a while, when we are in communion with God, and you realize his glory, and then we deal with our flesh again. And so you get these peaks and valleys. It's not us. It's just God being manifest, you know, in us and through us. And for a moment, you get a glimpse of what that could possibly be. But my point ultimately is that we're being transformed for, as you said, the coming new heaven and new earth that will take place. Mm-hmm. What has to happen in each of us in order to be in sync with God in this glorious ultimate eternal kingdom that God has set aside for us to live in?
It's surrender.
Yeah.
And giving him ownership of us. And those things sound either high-minded or ethereal or maybe not even fun, because you might think, gosh, if I let God really, really be in charge and really own everything, he may tell me to sell everything I have and become a pauper and move to Africa and do this or teach Sunday school and never go skiing again, or the thing you think is fun. And that's because your fear of that is because of your small view of God and not realizing that the kingdom of God is glorious, perfect, joyful, peaceful, vibrant, productive, energetic. The best of anything on earth will be even better in heaven. If you realize how good he is,
yes,
to forgive us our sin when we didn't deserve us, and then to bless us with all that he's blessed us with, not just in the present, but for eternity, then I think you can afford to surrender to God and to let him have ownership. And once you realize he's a better owner of your life than you, he can game plan the future better than you, he's even kinder to yourself than you could be, then surrender and letting him guide you becomes an exciting adventure. And that's where we want to be. Thy will be done.
Yeah. We don't know what we don't know, Jeff, but yet he says, you know, come to me and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. But if we're not going to have those Salem moments in time, as you say, and go about a discovery of who God is, I think it's quite revealing. You know, I take away from your statement because, yeah, I would think, oh, God, you know, you want me to give up I'll stay on the surface. Yes, I'm willing to do that. But, you know, you got to give up golf. You got to do all these other things you have fun with. And then you go, you know, and then you realize, you know, just, you know, where the rubber meets the road. We got to leave it right there, Jeff Kemp. Thank you, as always. Your website, real fast, 5 seconds.
JeffKempTeam.com. JeffKempTeam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, care, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you no doubt? Still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. The Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, is with us. You can check out our website, BillMartinezLive.com. And right there at Sam's Corner, you will get up to date. If you happen to miss a report that she has presented to us and you want to share it with somebody, it's all right there. It's our gift to you. Enjoy. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Today is a God day, if you know what I mean. And it's just really just very cool. And I'm basking and enjoying the moment, if I might. And what adds to it are these great stories that you have for us, starting off with this Texas teen that gifted his new Chevy after a tornado tosses his truck. What happened here?
Okay, I don't know if you saw this video. It actually went viral last week.
Yeah, I did see it, but I didn't know that that was a new truck. Or maybe did he get a subsequent new truck and gave that? So tell us the story.
Okay, so
that was a crazy video, by the way. I mean, he was tossed around like a rag doll, and then next thing you know, starts up the car and drives off, just like okay.
That's right. That was the most surreal, like, hard-dropping video, and you're so relieved when it goes through. So just so listeners know, in case they missed it, there's a video of a truck that went viral last week. It was last Monday in Texas. There was a storm. It's an F2 tornado. And you just see this truck kind of starting to drive through, and it gets caught up, and it starts spinning around on its side. And you're just like, oh, my gosh. You know, you just think whatever is going on. Like, I can't imagine what must be going on to whoever this is inside. And all of a sudden, the truck spins around, pops up, lands right side up, like you said, and drives off. So nobody knows who the heck was in that truck. Just, no, that person must be in shock, and they just went through something crazy. Well, it was actually a Texas teenager. He's 16 years old, Riley Leon. He had just gotten back. He was going from a Texas fast food chain interview. He had interviewed at Whataburger. He's going back, and he didn't hear the sirens. He just, I think he was just completely in shock, as most people would be. And he's a new driver, and it was a family truck that he was driving. So, you know, of course, he's thankful to get out alive. But you look at the truck, and, of course, it's all scratched up, and the windows are broken, and it's damaged. And fortunately, he's okay, but his truck is messed up. And he's like, you know, he'd been in his family for 10 years, and it was just, it was hard for him. So what a local.
Could you imagine he goes home and tells his dad, well, I think it was a tornado. I got blown. I got twisted around and scrubbed. Yeah, right. Tell me the whole story. You know, are you lying to me? I'll deal. And then all of a sudden he sees the video go, that's my truck.
I know. Could you imagine? I wonder how long it took him to figure out that that had been recorded, because I'm sure that's the last thing that's on his mind is, did somebody get that on video? He had to just be like, what just happened? I mean, honestly, it was shocking to see how okay he was, because I remember thinking whoever that was must have been tossed and turned and just, like, really hurt. But Chevrolet, along with Bruce Lowry Chevrolet of Fort Worth, Texas, donated a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado,
wow,
1500 LT All-Star Edition, interior red. So he's going to end up, this is a very lucky, like, his luck is just coming in droves this week. You know, not only did he go viral, he survived a tornado, and he won a new truck, which, or, you know, I guess you'd consider it winning.
You don't want to say winning, because then all these kids are going to go around, you know, chasing down tornadoes to see if they can get a spin like he got, right?
Oh my gosh, that has to be a one in a million shot for it to, like, just for that truck to even still work. I remember seeing the video before you find out that it was a teenager that was in the car, and I was just like, who on earth was in that truck? And you know that they were okay enough to drive away, so you're relieved for them. But it was just, it was.
Do you think Chevy National will grab a hold of that footage and utilize it in some sort of advertisement?
You know, that's a really good idea. Like now that's like a rock, isn't it? Like, is that was that their motto? I think that might have been their motto back in the day.
Right.
And it seems like it held up.
Well, that is just, well, thank God, and congratulations to Riley and his family, and for the local dealership to have a heart to do this, and, you know, and I hope that they're all continue to be blessed, and of course, Riley Leon will hold this video near and dear and share it with his grandkids, his great-grandkids. Hey, you want to see how Grandpa got spun around by a tornado?
I know. It's like, you know, when people tell those stories about when I was, like, growing up, when I drove to my job interview, I had to survive an empty tornado.
Yeah, exactly. So don't tell me about your hard luck, huh? Hey, tell us about this next story where the whole gym was quiet so she could hear the basket. What happened?
That's right. I actually originally saw this video. My best friend up in Michigan is from Zealand, and she shared this video last week of a local high school team. Like I said, there's Jules Hoogland. She's a junior at Zealand East High School, and she's a member of the school's basketball team, which this team is like a mix of able-bodied people and people with you know, special abilities, and she's actually blind. So what makes this video interesting, and it's just so amazing to watch, it's a crowd full. There's apparently 2,500 people in this gymnasium, and everybody's completely silent. And you see the teacher or the coach taking a stick and just hitting the basketball goal, like tapping it so that she can hear it. And so she's banging it on the back of the basketball hoop, and Hoogland jumps and shoots the ball and sinks it right into the net. And
oh my gosh,
absolutely,
wow,
goes wild.
Can you imagine
basketball flying? That's amazing.
And I got to imagine her reaction. You got to see this video, ladies and gentlemen. It's just so, so precious. I mean, there's moments like this that help you realize that there's more significant things that happen than some crazy celeb going out and slapping some other comedian at an Oscar event, okay? Go put your time into something like this and be blessed richly. This next story is a 98-year-old, a 98-year-old care home postman who delivers posts to residents gifted a Royal Mail uniform. Oh, this sounds a little bit confusing, so I need you to straighten this out. What is this about?
That's right. This is a 98-year-old man. He's over in England, and he's he's decided that he's going to take on the role of postmaster in his building, and he's actually going on three different floors. And what ended up happening is UBCH, which is where he's at. You know, he just decided it's something that he enjoys. He loves going along to different residents and giving them mail. And so the staff where he worked actually contacted the Royal Mail Service and asked for a uniform if they might be available. And they sent Stanley up embroidered. This is the guy's name, Stanley. He's almost 100 years old, delivering mail, and they sent him an embroidered shirt, cap, and iconic red bag.
Oh, wow. Very
and,
cool.
He wears it around, so he makes sure he's complete by 2 p.m. every day, which I just think is, oh my gosh, you know, this guy, I'd love to meet this guy and see him going around. And at 98 years old, that's quite a chore to go on three flights to deliver mail every day. I'm impressed.
Well, again, it reminds us that we all want a job. We all want to have this sense of productivity, you know. And here he is, 98 years old, and that's probably his secret, is that he always found a way to flow to the need. And here he is. He becomes the local postman, and he's blessed with a Royal Mail uniform and all like that. Wow, that's so very cool. What a great story. This next one, you've got a cancer patient asking her nurse to adopt her young son. Wow.
Oh, yeah. So this was on the road with Steve Hartman about 8 years ago is when the story actually began. It was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And her name was Trisha. So the patient's name is Trisha, and the nurse's name is Trisha. So Trisha had been diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, and she was admitted into Pinnacle Health Hospital. And she had this nurse walk in, and she said it was almost like as soon as this nurse walked in, it was like a warm blanket had been put over her. She's just one of the nicest, kindest people she had ever been around. And, you know, so this woman she's 45 years old. She's just been diagnosed with this rare form of cancer. She just found out it's terminal, and she has a young son, and she doesn't have family or his dad involved to help. She doesn't know what she's going to do. You know, this is priority number one for her. And she ends up looking to this nurse who had been working there for 14 years. And she's just like, it just almost came out. Like, it was just so strange. It came out. And she said, could you take care of my son? And so Wesley is the name of the son. And they've just done an update. And Wesley, and unfortunately, Trisha passed away not too long after that, the mom. But this nurse has taken him in, and Wesley is now living with this nurse and her family who had agreed to do this. You know, I can't imagine, how warm that nurse must have been for Wesley's mom to trust him with such a precious, you know,
Yeah, without a doubt, she must have sensed it. Last story here, we got about 40 seconds left here, Sam, and this is all about Patron, this brave pooch who cleared almost 90 bombs in Ukraine during a Russian attack. 30 seconds, yeah, tell us about this.
He's just 2 years old, and he's been clearing, at this point has cleared 90 explosives in Ukrainian soil. You know, I'm like, that's 2 years old. He's only 2 years old, and he's accomplished more than most of us have in a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty impressed.
Boy, I'll tell you, that just goes to show you how the Ukrainians come together, you know, men, women, children, and dogs, you know, for the cause of freedom. Boy, that's inspiring. She is the good news girl. Now you know why. Check her out at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And
and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.